This Mother's Day, grow your gratitude with Landon's Greenhouse Nursery and Landscaping. Enter their Mother's Day sweepstakes for a chance to pick up a $250 gift card. Perfect for the moms, sisters, aunts, and plant lovers in your life. Plant a seed of kindness and watch it bloom. Enter daily through May 8th to cultivate even more chances to win. We'll announce one lucky winner Friday, May 9th. Enter the Landon's Greenhouse Nursery and Landscaping Mother's Day Sweepstakes on SheridanMedia.com.
We have a weekend full of Lady Bronx soccer this weekend, and Sheridan Media will bring you all the action live. The Lady Bronx will play both Friday and Saturday, first taking on Cheyenne Central on Friday at 6 p.m. and then East on Saturday at noon. We'll have both games streaming for you live on SheridanMedia.com and on the Sheridan Media YouTube and Facebook pages. It's Lady Bronx soccer, Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at noon, live on SheridanMedia.com and the Sheridan Media YouTube and Facebook pages.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Good morning, Wednesday, April 30th, from Wyoming's Emerald City. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. In just a little over a week, the Sheridan Civic Theater Guild will present Harvey at the Carriage House Theater. And this morning, I am joined by actors Dan Cole, Allison Harvey, and director Kelly Miller Smart. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to see you again, Floyd.
It's always great having you guys in here. I get to talk to you about all kinds of stuff. Dan, I see you quite a bit. You're very active in the Theaters Guild. Is there any particular reason, like, this is just what you want to do?
You know, I just do it. I do it for the love of the game. And I think it's important to foster it in younger people, too, and kind of show them that, hey, you know, there's a lot of avenues out there for things that you want to do. And we provide that. And I think it's a very important service. I'm more of just, I try to be a bastion for it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I think that's great. Is there anyone young in your life that you kind of try to mentor into this?
Yeah, most definitely. Over the last year, I've been coaching some speech and debate and theater out at Bighorn High School.
Oh, wow.
And so I found out that that's really just kind of very fulfilling for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I would enjoy it as much as I have. And it's been really nice. It's been really fun working with kids, although it's a different... Definitely a different breed.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Take different tax.
Next generation, brother. Yeah.
Take different tax, and but it's been great. I found that I've done it my whole life, and I'm pretty good at it, and so why not pass it down to other people who want to learn?
To show passion
for
something.
The love of the game. The love of the game.
I mean, when those kids are up there debating... Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it can sound a little dry.
Yeah.
Debates can. And debate competitions especially. There was a phase there where they thought quick speech was the way to win.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even follow
the
half
audience
of the
can't
argument.
Catch up.
Yeah.
But so adding that element into it, that presentational acting element into things like speech and debate is, it helps them.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them be a little more, you know.
Oh, yeah. Seeing that fire.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can see that you believe it, you're going to help me.
Oh, I can't. You know? You're so good at this that I can't help you here. You're a pro.
No, I greatly appreciate that. I think that's one thing that I kind of had to develop on my own. I mean, I wrote newspapers. But I never wanted to sound dry reading things. And so, and when I was in the military, they would make me read orders out loud. For promotions. I would stand off in the corner and read people's promotions orders for the captain.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you got a voice and you read well.
Yes.
And so that's how I ended up kind of getting this job. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Now, Kelly, this was the first play you ever attended,
mm-hmm.
Harvey.
Yeah.
So you have a personal connection with this play.
I so do. I was probably about 5 years old. My dad had been an actor, worked in California a short period of time. He wasn't crazy about the lifestyle. Mm. And so he moved back to Oklahoma City, became a DJ, and worked as a DJ during my young life. But he also performed in local community theater. And Harvey was the play he was in when I was about five, and he played Elwood P. Dowd.
Oh, wow.
And I still have just vague, vague memories of him on stage and in costume. And it just is so dear to my heart. First of all, it's just a dear play. But also, it just, it was with me always. Mm-hmm. When he was doing the show, my dad gave me this ceramic white rabbit that I kept, and I named him Harvey, of course. And I kept it for about 30 years or so. I took it with me when I moved to New York. I had broken, his head broke off, but I glued it back on.
Every great item like that needs surgery every now and then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, when your father gives you something at 5 years old that's like that, you're bound to break it almost immediately.
I got a little toy puppy that's got a sewed-on nose. So.
So that's why it is so special to me and so dear. But I just, I also love the story. It has a great message that rings very, very true in 1944 and today. And I just, it's just a sweet, wonderful play.
That's one of the great aspects about certain stories that stick with us. And maybe that is the key aspect of stories that stick with us. Mm-hmm. They're timeless.
Yes.
You know, the lessons can be applied whether we're still in caves throwing stones at each other or we're in the future.
Yeah.
And I really, you have to make a story human above all things.
You do. So that everyone who sits down can relate to it one way or another. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the beauties of live performances, live theater, you know, is you have a group of actors up there telling this great story. And it's so interesting to watch and so engaging. Instead of someone talking at you about something, you're involved in the story mm-hmm. because you're there. And the actors are telling this story from that point of view.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think it's a wonderful way to express yourself and to be creative.
I think some of the best writers in the world have been able to kind of key in on these themes mm-hmm. and trim the fat completely away.
That's a good point, Floyd. Yeah.
You know. And this play Mary Chase wrote in 1944 is a Pulitzer Prize winning play. Most people don't know that because it's not something that's talked about a lot, especially when it comes to the movie, I think. And it's a brilliant script. Sometimes I'm like, why did they say that? Why? And I try not to question because I'm like, I've never won a Pulitzer Prize. So.
Exactly. You sit back and go, well, they did win a prize.
I'm going to go with it. And
But this one, you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
All the way through.
Yeah.
It's not just the connection that you have with your father. It's the play itself.
Oh, it's the play itself. Absolutely.
Now, can you tell us a little summary of exactly what this play is about for individuals out there who may not have ever seen the old Jimmy Stewart or saw the play itself?
So please come see the play. It is so delightful. It's about this gentleman, Elwood P. Dowd, and he sees his best friend as a 6.5 foot tall white rabbit, Pooka, which is a mythical creature and are usually very large animals. And so no one else sees him except for Elwood. And it's very disturbing to his sister, his niece, because everybody thinks he's crazy. And
you would, wouldn't you?
You would. But as the story goes on, we realize that he's not the only one who sees Harvey. He's just the only one who admits he sees Harvey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it kind of goes through the idea that, well, he's crazy, so we need to commit him. But then there's a mistake at the sanitarium that happens, and the sister gets committed instead. And then she finally gets out, and they're trying to figure out what to do with Elwood. And the ending, the last few minutes of the show, turn completely around, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful.
It's one of those where you, it's what do they call it, the slow burn.
Yeah.
the slow burn where all of a sudden now you feel it. My wife and I were actually watching a program last night. I won't say what it was, but it's one of those programs where it's the same thing. You're watching this whole 45 minutes going, what the heck is going? And then all of a sudden the last 15 and you're like, got it.
Yep.
Got it. And everything else was absolutely needed. Everything was needed to get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love productions like that.
Yeah. And these two actors here are incredible. Dan is so charming and so lovable as Elwood. And Vita is just so manic and crazy herself. But they're brother and sister. And I see that with you guys. I see some things there. I mean, it's just really wonderful to watch. One of my favorite parts about directing is this process of developing the characters, developing their relationships, and then those people telling the story.
Watching that chemistry.
So fun. Oh, yeah. It's so fun. I mean, we're all really tired. I'm tired. Yeah. I mean, I got to go to work.
We
have to work and stuff. But it's a wonderful, wonderful experience for all of us.
Yes.
And we have work to do, of course, over the next week. But I'm excited for audiences to see it because I think they're just going to be delighted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to the selection of this as being the Guild's finale for their season, why was this play chosen?
Yeah, well, I think the Guild tries to, bring in people that want to direct. So if anybody has any ideas, we're always totally open to that. As far as if somebody's new, wants to come in, try something out. I was very happy that this was one of the plays because I think as artists, and it's a very hard thing when you're an artist, we tend to just put on what we like. And we've spoke to this.
Yeah.
Before Floyd, we just do what we want to do when in reality, it might be better to just kind of do some of these older plays and because they are timeless and they are wonderful and people do like them. So we don't want to forget about them.
Yeah.
But a lot of times as artists, we just want to do what we want to do. Which kinda always like, isn't the best thing. I mean, I've been in that boat before too, but.
Like with Shakespeare, we acknowledge he was quite possibly the greatest that ever was.
Yes.
But his plays are hard.
Yes.
So that's difficult, and sometimes they can be a little dry. I'm just gonna put it out there.
And I also think like a lot over these last couple of years, we've done a lot of really modern, new stuff, which has been really fun.
Oh, yes.
But it's really important to give our community that comes out and sees us, give them what they want too.
Yeah.
And you know, we have a lot of older people in the community that they remember this play.
Right.
They love this show. So it'll be a really neat thing to provide for them.
And I think the younger actors out there in Sheridan, I'm a lot of them listen in on the show, whether it be after school or whatever, when I've got actors on. And I think it's great that they see plays like this in the community. Yeah. Not only that they see it, that they get to know it.
Right.
Because being a timeless theme and play, they'll probably end up doing Harvey at some point.
And they'll probably actually really enjoy it. And you know they've never seen it before.
Yeah. And so it would be great if they could head down to the Carriage House and watch this production itself.
Yeah.
Broaden those horizons. Now, were there challenges that you foresaw in the production of Harvey? Was there anything when you were reading down through the script with everybody and you were like, okay, that might be a little difficult to portray, or is this mountain already been climbed?
I didn't find anything. Did you guys?
Maybe just the size of the stage.
Oh,
we do
of course.
Have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can speak to that a little bit because the size of the stage is, you know, quite small, and a lot of people. A lot of times we have 10 people on. Well, not a lot of times, but there are moments.
But enough.
10 people on that stage,
and it's two different
is a full
sets,
stage,
really.
Yeah. So there's two different scenes. We're trying the best we can to change those scenes really quickly. We got inspired by a picture of a set. Online.
Oh, wow.
That was very simple. just and mostly focusing on lighting, which is great because the carriage house has a brand new lighting system. And so Dan was like, I really want us to be able to use the lights when we first talked about it. And Dan's been a great help with the set and with ideas as we've gone through this whole process. So there's just like a charcoal sketch on the flats of what seems to suggest an old home or an old office. We don't change those flats at all. We just change the lighting and the furniture. Mm. And the furniture is very simple, too. And there's just not a lot of room on that stage to put too much.
Yeah.
There have been sets that have worked so well there with full walls, doors, all that kind of stuff. And I'm always so impressed when I go see something because I'm like, who thought of that?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at that. I'm not good at it. But this worked really well because it's a bit whimsical. It's a little bit magical, and it's going to kind of steer the audience in certain directions when they see when the lights change, and they come to realize throughout the show why they change the way they do. And so I love that idea of it. It was a challenge at first, but now it's sort of working its way to be exciting. It's still always a challenge when you have that many people on that stage at one time.
Yeah,
because they tend to always end up being in a semicircle,
so that we can see every. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yes.
Find your window.
You said that last night.
Horseshoe.
Yeah.
My daughter was a set designer when she was in high school, and they didn't have a whole lot of room. She had to develop a set of a World War II era train station, and she had difficulty. Like, how the heck am I going to show that? Well, all she did is showed the stairs going up to the door, but the way that she placed it, the paint that she used, chose to use, the color, and the posters, you were there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, that's a fantastic job. You had just a corner of the stage, but you made that happen.
Yeah.
You really showed me those children getting on that train.
That suggestion.
Yeah.
To the audience to say, well, I know this is an old home.
I don't need to see the whole thing.
No.
It's
quite expensive
to
do the whole thing, you know,
and time.
And the home is supposed to be in the library, and it's like building bookcases and building, you know, crown molding and baseboards, and those things are expensive. So this was just worked out really great.
I got to take a quick commercial break, folks. We're going to have more with the cast and the director of the Sheridan Civic Theater Guild's production of Harvey. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Habitat for Humanity, 30 years of building homes, community, and hope in the Eastern Bighorns.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
At Pella of Wyoming, you get more value in more ways than one. For a limited time, get 20% off projects or 0% APR for 36 months. And that's just the start. Pella Windows and Doors deliver long-term savings with energy-efficient designs, industry-leading warranties, superior craftsmanship, and a team of dedicated experts to help you put it all together. Visit PellaSheridan.com/special offers and schedule your free consultation today.
The grass is greening up and things are happening at Kendrick Golf Course. The course looks to be in great shape and the clubhouse is prepped for use. While there are a lot of new things happening, rates are still extremely reasonable, making Kendrick Golf Course Sheridan's best golf value. Whether you are an avid golfer or someone just learning the game, Kendrick is the perfect course for you. Golf this season at Kendrick Golf Course.
Members of Range Telephone Cooperative are invited to attend the 72nd annual meeting Saturday, May 3rd at 11 a.m. at the Rosebud County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall in Forsyth, Montana. In-person attendees will be eligible for a variety of door prizes, including a $1,000 grand prize. Return your registration today. They look forward to seeing their members during the 72nd annual meeting of the members of Range Telephone Cooperative Incorporated on Saturday, May 3rd in Forsyth, Montana.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up into a spellbinding world where old-school thrills meet new-age artistry. It's the Bindlestiff Family Circus tomorrow night, live on the YO Theater stage. Enjoy an evening of high-flying feats, astonishing stunts, and laugh-out-loud comedy for the whole family. The Bindlestiff Family Circus, 6:30 tomorrow night at the YO Theater. Tickets are available now at the box office or online at yotheater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're joined by the cast of the Sheridan Civic Theater Guild's production of Harvey, Dan Cole, Allison Harvey, and director Kelly Miller-Smart. Now, Dan, you play Elwood P. Dowd, the main character, who has a six-foot rabbit as a best friend. Tell me about Elwood.
Yeah, Elwood is about the most charming, nonchalant, wonderful man you could ever meet, and everybody's so entrapped with him. Everybody who meets him just loves him, but then he's got to introduce his friend Harvey, and
then he's got to embarrass everybody.
I think he's absolutely crazy and disregard him immediately. But he's very floaty. He kind of goes through life with a light step, and he does drink a lot. He has a drinking problem, and he's just a wonderful character. I mean, the perfect piece to just a main character. Really, you just fall in love with him immediately, just because of his attitude towards life and the way he thinks. He's almost like a child, even though he's 47 years old in a lot of ways. So.
People, I've got a friend who calls those individuals the people of light.
Yeah.
Folks who almost no matter what rolls down the hill, they're smiling and having a good time with
you.
Yeah. That's Elwood.
Yes. And it's incredibly endearing.
Yeah.
I mean, just the way it's written is wonderful.
Now, you've been acting for years or decades.
Yeah, 2.5 decades, 25 years.
So you know many, many plays. I'm sure you've sat down and just read them for fun.
Yeah.
So what was your first thought about Harvey?
Well, I'm going to cheat a little bit here. I actually have been in this play. This play with Lillian and Gene Sager when I was at Sheridan College, and I played the role of Dr. Sanderson, who is a totally a different role. And then when this came around, Gene and Lil were always like, well, you should audition for the lead. And I said, well, I kind of like this Sanderson part, you know, maybe we'll give it to Aaron Trimbath.
Lean on just, something you
he's
know.
He's just wonderful in it, you know. And they said, well, all right, well, you can have the Sanderson role. And then when it came around again, I thought, well, God, I've already done it. I mean, it was 20 years ago. But I would love to play that Elwood role, maybe give it a shot.
Yeah.
So it's been fun.
I often ask you, especially when you play villains, where do you find them?
Yeah.
And was there probably wasn't too much of a search for Elwood, or, there could be, because he is so kind of lighthearted.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about this role, opposed to what I usually do, usually on stage, I'm really big, big and, you know, huge. Well, this is quite a bit more reserved. And so it's been really fun. Almost like, not quite, but almost like film.
Yeah.
You're more playing a film character than you are being big on a big stage, because you have to be that way so people can see what you're doing.
Emote.
But, yeah, right? Exactly. But since we're doing this one in the carriage house, it's been a much more reserved angle I've kind of taken with this character. And I think it plays really well. It's been really fun. I really haven't gotten to play a character like that. That's very reserved and very small face and small movements, and it's more like, you know, it's more in your voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How much is body language?
Oh, it's huge. And Kelly has definitely testified to that. That's what she wants.
She's and, like, bring it down.
Yeah. Bring it down. But even just the way they move, wearing it in your body, not only in your face, like wearing these characters in your body, because this comes from the old school where we're kind of, these days we're kind of hunched over and we kind of walk, you know, kind of to say sloppily or, you know, back in the 40s, they were walking upright and they had their own walk. And
looking
at
the sky.
Their own mannerisms. And so that's been fun to also explore.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And when you just made me kind of realize the image on a street.
Yeah.
Think about a crowded street in 1940s photos.
Yeah.
Now think about a crowded street 2025.
Yeah.
So many faces buried into their palms.
Yeah.
Looking down, minding their business, blinders on.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
There's a big difference
there. That's a great point.
And so that's been interesting to explore. And very fun for me to try to, show.
Emulate. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fedoras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I pictured just fedoras. There are some of those. Now, Allison, you play Vita, Louise Simmons. This is Elwood's sister. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, Vita and her daughter move back home to live with Elwood after their mother dies. And she is horrified of this Harvey character. And she's very into how the community perceives her.
Uh-huh.
So this is just, you know, this is just frightful.
What will the Bridge Club think?
Oh, exactly. And she's just trying to get her daughter to move up this social ladder. And this Elwood and his Harvey is just destroying all of her hopes and dreams for her daughter.
You anchor.
And my favorite part about this character is how she evolves, because she is so... looking at only outside of herself and not at the love that she has and looking inward. And her character evolves so much from this rather cold person into this woman who realizes that there's this acceptance and love that's really what the world is made of.
Yeah.
And playing her in this evolution is so, it's so much fun for me.
Allison, when you decided to go for this part, did you?
I didn't go for this
part. Oh, you
part.
Didn't?
No.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Well, I'm very new to the theater group. I only entered it as a retiree with the Young at Heart Players at the Hub.
Oh, wow.
And it had been a couple years, and I was encouraged by, you know, all the people to kind of, you know, I was a teacher of emotionally disturbed kids for 33 years. I didn't even think that this was going to be part of my world. So when I got involved with the Young at Heart Players, I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. And I was, I did a little bit of acting, and I hadn't been on stage for 2 years in this kind of thing. And I thought, oh, I know Harvey, you know, I'm old.
Yeah.
so let me just do a small role. So I specifically said to Kelly, I just want a small role. I don't want to have to memorize. I'm almost 67. This is too much work. But I read for Vita. I didn't even know what I was reading for. And I just fell in love with Vita.
Oh, wow.
And how, and I just embraced her. And I'm like, I will do this. I want to do this. And I wanted to do it mostly because in some ways Vita is me. When I was younger and only worried about what people were thinking of me. And then as a retiree, I've embraced life like Vita eventually embraces life. And so it's just been a real honor for me to bring her to life.
Looking down and suddenly realizing that you're packing things in life that you don't need to pack.
Exactly.
And worrying about things that you do not need to worry about. I think that in itself is a theme. For all of it, you know.
Yeah.
So the differences between your character from the beginning of the production to the end of the play, are we talking night and day?
Yes.
How do you show me that?
I think as a teacher, I was always trying to get my kids to pay attention to things. So And as a retiree, I've just felt like I can be who I am for the first time in my life.
Oh, wow.
So I'm having a great time emoting, and she is she's crazy at times.
She's a whirlwind, doesn't she?
A hurricane.
She tries to be so sophisticated at the beginning, and then pretty soon she's yelling and screaming, and then, you know, embracing her brother. So I am just letting myself just be,
yeah,
and just have fun with it. And I'm having fun with it. There's a part she goes a little bit crazy. It's a blast.
And so we were talking about body language a little bit with Dan. When it comes to your body language at the beginning of the production and the body language at the end.
Well, at the beginning, you know, I'm trying to stand up completely straight. I'm fixing my hair. I'm trying to act, you know, very sophisticated. And by the end, her hair is all over and she's just running and screaming and embracing. And yeah, she's all over the place.
She almost looks like the crazy one
by the end. Yeah, it's a bit of a role reversal there.
Well, it's fun because she has a breakdown right on stage. She really breaks down, and that's what gets her committed.
As someone who hasn't had a career in acting, was that difficult to reach that point? Like Dan and I have talked about it in the past. It's that you got to commit. You got to just commit, because if the more you commit, the more you think, oh, I'm going to embarrass myself. Well, now, the more bought in the audience actually is, though, you end up doing the exact opposite of what you think you're doing. So what was that like as someone who hasn't done this for years and years to suffer a breakdown?
Well, I give credit to the community theater. I really do, because when I was embraced by the Hub actors, I was terrible at first. And then they would say, oh, you know, and they would encourage me and they would say, oh, you're good at this and you're that. And Pat Tomsovic especially. And it's really the people that have helped me to embrace who I am. And I have a really quirky, bizarre side to me. And I'm allowed to let it free here.
Yeah.
And so breaking down on stage was just a blast. It was not hard.
That's something you're probably not going to hear a lot, you know, breaking down.
Yeah.
Wow. What a time.
Yeah.
But the great part is Vita has a handkerchief that she uses. And I find that very helpful because I can remember my lines. As she's wringing this handkerchief,
oh, wow,
and falling apart, I can use that to remember my lines. So
it sounds like that one's gone out. But I got to switch over anyway. Let's talk about when we can actually see this. When can we see this play on stage?
We open on May 8th, which is next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. Performances that weekend are Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7, and then Sunday at 2. Then the following week, we'll be back up again at 7 o'clock on Thursday, which I think is the 14th. And then run again Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7. And then Sunday the 18th at 2 o'clock will be our last performance.
Kelly, how do I get tickets for this?
You can just go to yotheater.com.
Okay, fantastic.
Got tickets there. Now, also I want to tell you, so we put around these little tiny flyers around town that have like the silhouette of a rabbit and a QR code on it. And don't be afraid to check out that QR code. It'll take you right to the website, tell you about the show, and help you buy tickets.
Fantastic. I want to thank all of you so much for coming in and speaking with me. It is an absolute pleasure.
It's always fun, is. Floyd. I enjoy you so much. I think you're so good at your job. Yeah. This place is so lucky to have you in here. It's just fun to come in and talk to you.
Well, you guys are the ones who make it fun. I'm quite a boring person. I just got to come up with the cool questions.
I don't buy that.
Thank you for letting me be part of this.
It's absolutely.
All brand new to me.
Anytime.
Radio,
I look forward to seeing you in future productions as well.
Thank
so
you.
I imagine I'll see a lot of you in the future. You. All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Sheridan Chess Association. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
(Clears throat) the Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show was another huge success, thanks in part to all the vendors and the community. First Federal was proud to be a major sponsor again. We hope you got a lot of ideas for this spring and summer. Let the team at First Federal Bank and Trust help you achieve your dream of home ownership. We offer a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and lot and construction loans. Making home happen wherever you are. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Our 29th anniversary open house at Heartland Kubota is this Saturday, May 3rd. Hi, this is Krista with Heartland Kubota. Come celebrate our 29th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to 3. See the new Kubota products for 2025 along with our subcompact tractors, zero-turn mowers, utility vehicles, haying equipment, and more. With special Kubota Orange Days sales event promotions, refreshments, prize drawings, and some awesome company from 9 to 3 this Saturday for our 29th anniversary open house here at Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive.
Sheridan County, this moment is brought to you by you. Thanks to the generosity of our community donors, the SCLT Big Goose Natural Area at Bridges is open for families, for anglers, for hikers, for everyone who loves the land. With 117 acres of open space, peaceful trails, fishing and floating access, active agriculture, conservation demonstrations, and stories from history, you made this place possible. Every gift helped conserve what makes Sheridan County so special. Experience the SCLT Big Goose Natural Area at Bridges at 14 Lane Lane. Plan your visit at SheridanCLTLikeCommunityLandTrust.org. From all of us at Sheridan Community Land Trust, thank you.
At Montana Dent Repair, we believe in keeping your business local and using a repair shop you can trust. The local collision shops don't employ a painless dent repair technician. Instead, they subcontract the work to a company like Montana Dent Repair. So why wait months to get your vehicle in when you can skip the middleman and take your vehicle straight to the source? Montana Dent Repair, located at 1658 South Sheridan Avenue. Call 888-MT-DENTS to schedule an appointment today and ask us about deductible assistance.
Moss Holders Design Center knows one mattress does not fit everyone. That's why Moss Holders carries 21 different Serta mattresses. From super soft to incredibly firm, it's important you find the mattress that best fits your body and your sleep style. Moss Holders offers eye comfort and eye comfort hybrids, which conform to your body with high quality memory foam, but don't sleep hot. Serta's perfect sleepers provide amazing support without breaking the budget. Moss Holders is also your source for new sheets, pillows, and adjustable bases. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For a second part this morning, I am joined by Rebecca Marquez and Ryan Keel from the Sheridan Chess Association. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning, Floyd. Great to be here.
Now, the oldest recorded game of chess that followed the rules of modern chess as we know them was played in 1475. There was much older versions of this game, but the game that we know developed in Europe at the end of the 15th century. What was it, Brian, that got you involved into playing chess? Do you remember?
Well, sure. I mean, as a kid, my dad played chess, so I learned a little bit from him. But more recently, you know, we moved to Sheridan in 2000. And I started going to the Y. What a great facility we have here in Sheridan. And there were people at the YMCA playing chess. And it's just such an amazing part of the Sheridan community. So that's what really got me involved in chess here in Sheridan.
How amazing, right? You go to the Y and a chess game breaks out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Rebecca, what about you? Do you remember the first time?
Well, for me, it was actually the Sheridan Chess Association.
Oh, really?
I moved here about 3 years ago. I went to the Y and I saw that there was a board meeting for the Sheridan Chess Club. And I thought, Chess Association, I thought, oh, wow, this is fantastic. It's a great group of people, very involved, very looking to set up a safe space for kids of all ages to come and play chess. And that's what's motivated me to stay involved.
You know, I got to looking at the Chess Association website. And we'll let people know where to go at the end of the show. But when I was on there, it's photos of kids.
you know, and so many too. I was just so surprised and enamored. All these children sitting down playing one of the oldest strategy games in the world.
Oh, and there's nothing more fulfilling than seeing the look on a kid's face as they figure out how to make a move in chess or win, or even when they lose, but they've played a good game. Mm-hmm. It's really, so we do Thursday night chess during the school year, every Thursday night. And I've often said that's the most fulfilling day of the year for me is going in and seeing kids play and just, you know, they get pizza from Powder River Pizza. They eat pizza. They play chess. It's just, there's nothing better.
Yes. Yeah. So we have the YMCA that helps host us and sponsors us. And then now we have the Sheridan County Library that hosts our Thursday evening chess during the school year.
And, you know, you brought up a great point. One thing that athletics really teaches is how to lose graciously. You know, when you know you put your best foot forward, but you still lost, that's okay. You did your best. Chess is definitely a great place to learn that lesson. Now, for those who may not know, who is the Sheridan Chess Association?
Well, the Sheridan Chess Association, it's as the name implies, it's a group of community leaders from Sheridan who have come together to help support chess in Sheridan. And we do a number of things. We, as we mentioned, we host Thursday evening chess for all ages at the library during the school year. But we also put on tournaments. We held a youth tournament in March and had kids from all over the state come and play chess. We're hosting a national tournament here in Sheridan this weekend that I know we'll talk about in a minute. We've sponsored one of the largest chess libraries in the United States at Sheridan County Fulmar Public Library with over 1,000 volumes and DVDs. So if you want to play chess, you're in the right community.
That's absolutely incredible. Sounds like my microphone is up. See, that one's not going up.
Sorry about that, Ryan. I'm going to have to steal your mic.
Okay. Apologize for that. All right. So when it comes to this upcoming chess tournament, how can folks take part?
Okay. So we have our online registration with the Sheridan Chess Association website and also through our Facebook page. We have an event Thursday evening, tomorrow evening, that's going to be at the YMCA, but then the tournament itself is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that's going to be at the New Bridges location.
Now, when it comes to taking part in the tournament itself, will people have to place on Thursday, or is this something completely different?
So it's completely different. So Thursday night is just a fun, it's what's called a simul, which is where a grandmaster, in this case, Luka Budivlazic, who's Serbia's youngest grandmaster, is in town for the tournament.
Oh, wow.
He will play as many as 30 players at the same time. So YMCA, 5 o'clock. If you like playing chess, whether you've ever competed or not, you don't have to have any formal title or registration. Just come by and a chance to play a grandmaster, one of the best in the world. And he'll play, you know, 30 people at the same time and probably win 30 games
because
he's that good.
So this young man is going to get up there and he's just going to walk around playing 30 games, going from game to game to game to game.
Yes, and like I said, if anyone can draw him or beat him, man, that's a feather in your cap.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So are you you're looking for players. If someone's like, you know what, I'm pretty dang good.
Absolutely, yeah, come on out, and it's Sheridan YMCA at 5 o'clock Thursday, and show up a little early to register, and you don't have to bring anything with you. We'll have the board set up, and you have a chance to play one of the world's best players.
It is time to test your mettle. Folks, if you've been bragging for years, it's time to put it up there and see if you can actually make it happen. That's amazing.
And that's open for kids, too. We have kids as young as 6 or 7 playing against a grandmaster, which is something they'll never forget.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For my part, I'm still a relatively new chess player. If I can get, you know, 10 moves against this guy, that's... And then lose, I'm very happy I've done well.
I don't want to give too much away, but have you studied a strategy?
No.
You haven't?
No.
There's not like a defense where you're like, I'm going to go in using the so-and-so defense and see.
I mean, I guess I could.
Of course, that may work against you. He might look at that and be like, she's using that. I'm going to counter it with this. Yeah. I mean, these chess masters are absolutely amazing. 30 people at one time playing this one young man.
Yeah, it'll be really something to see. And even if you don't play chess or don't want to play against him, come watch. We'll have a bleacher set up so people can watch the event. It's just a lot of fun. We're also pleased that we're able to sponsor this particular young grandmaster into the schools. So we'll be doing three school visits tomorrow, Thursday. He'll be at Schiffer School. He'll be at Highland Park, and he'll be at K-Life or Valor, talking with kids about chess and his experience growing up in Serbia. So another great way for the Sheridan Chess Association to help build enthusiasm for chess with Sheridan kids.
Absolutely. What a fantastic opportunity for children to see somebody like that, you know, grow up in Serbia and then become a grandmaster of one of the oldest games that we know of.
It's a testament to our community here at Sheridan that we can draw, you know, all these different, not only from different countries, but different states. We have a lot of our Wyoming state champions that return here every year to play and support our chess community here in the state as well.
Absolutely. I mean, is Sheridan known for its art? Sheridan known for its cattle, its ag industry. And now Sheridan is known for its chess. That is absolutely amazing.
It is, and the tournament that's this weekend that people can sign up at SheridanChess.com, it's one of the biggest tournaments now in the Rocky Mountain region. We have three grandmasters coming this year. We have 9 titled players. We have players coming from Missouri, from Tennessee, from California, from Utah, of course, the surrounding states. So, it's really incredible. And if people, again, if you fancy yourself a chess player or if your kids like playing chess, go to SheridanChess.com. You can register. You can play in the tournament. For beginner players or newer players, you play Saturday and Sunday. The elite division also plays on Friday.
So people, can folks kind of go and spectate as well? Sit around? And this may sound odd to chess players, but cheer?
They can also come help volunteer with us to run events like these. But yes, they can come, as you'll have to have your phone on silent. You're allowed to take pictures, but the flash must be off. And it's very quiet during the play of the game. There's different rooms. You can walk around through the tables and stand at a respectful distance and watch them play.
That's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to be in the tournament?
I won't be playing, but I'll be helping at the front desk area. So yeah.
Sheridan is great for volunteers. Mm-hmm. So you are looking for individuals to come and maybe help set things up, tear things down.
Mm-hmm. Just help with not only the support of being there, any loose ends, but also getting ready for next school year. You know, and hopefully we can plan out for next school year and get some volunteers as well.
Absolutely. How would someone volunteer, Ryan?
Well, you can certainly go to SheridanChess.com or send us an email at admin@SheridanChess.com. And yeah, we have activities throughout the year, so we're always looking for volunteers. We also have great support from sponsors. This year, the chess tournament is sponsored by the Wyoming Community Foundation, so special shout out to them for helping make this possible. But I mentioned Powder River Pizza has been a longtime sponsor of ours. Morgan Stanley and Wells Fargo, a lot of local businesses support Sheridan Chess, and it really wouldn't be possible without all of that support.
And I'll tell you what, their support has been well used because Sheridan is becoming a name in the chess world. And that is absolutely amazing because the Chess Association itself isn't even that old. There's been a lot of work done by some very dedicated individuals to make this thing as great as it's become.
It's absolutely true. I mean, the association's been around maybe 5 years now, but one thing I can tell you is we've got young kids. There's some 7 and 8 year olds who really have the potential to be national players, and who you play chess against them, and boy, their intellectual systems are coming online. They understand the game, and again, that's so fulfilling to see those young minds light up.
Not only light up, but to really outshine the room, right? I mean, it's such bright lights out there. One more time, Rebecca, tell me where and when I can see all this great stuff happen.
So tomorrow, Thursday, May 1st, 5 p.m. YMCA is the SIMUL event. But then Friday at the Bridges location is when our tournament begins. 5:30 p.m. So you can come. We'll be there by 4 p.m. Friday if you wanted to come early and check it out. And then that's going to be at the Bridges location, which 13 Lane Sheridan. Also, SheridanChess.com is our website, and we also have a Facebook page.
Fantastic. Folks, get on there. Check it out. If you got some time, volunteer. Head on down there. Help them set things up. I want to thank you guys so much for coming on the show this morning. I apologize for the microphone debacle that we had going on.
Thank you, Floyd. We made it work.
We sure did. Thank you. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Habitat for Humanity, 30 years of building homes, community, and hope in the Eastern Bighorns.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Got a dream too big for the garage? Swing by the Synergy Shop and Minions open house this Saturday during Trees for Trash, where your business, boat, or big ideas finally get room to breathe. Customizable 60 by 40 warehouse spaces with vaulted ceilings, three-quarter bath, beautifully finished metal trim exterior, perfect for your business front or customized inside for an office area or, yes, your personal storage. Located near everything at 72 East Ridge Road, stop by the open house on your way to Trees for Trash.
So, how did they build those pyramids? No one really knows, but we know it took a lot of water in a desert. Well, getting water from down there to up here is what 307 Wildcat Well Service does. They have a handy website that does everything to get you in touch and start the process of putting you and your underground water together. 307wildcat.com, where you'll find a phone number and an email link, and you're on your way to cool, clear water. 307wildcat.com, because you can't drink dirt.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Are you looking for exciting ways to connect with nature and the outdoors? Sheridan Community Land Trust Discovery Sessions will help you learn new ways to explore and enjoy our beautiful Bighorn's backyard. New Discovery Sessions are always being added. See what you can discover under the Events tab at SheridanCLT.org.
We have a weekend full of Lady Bronx soccer this weekend, and Sheridan Media will bring you all the action live. The Lady Bronx will play both Friday and Saturday, first taking on Cheyenne Central on Friday at 6 p.m. and then East on Saturday at noon. We'll have both games streaming for you live on SheridanMedia.com and on the Sheridan Media YouTube and Facebook pages. It's Lady Bronx soccer, Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at noon, live on SheridanMedia.com and the Sheridan Media YouTube and Facebook pages.
Hi, this is Liz Kincaid, host of the video podcast called Sheridan County Ag Update. Join me each week as I visit with local folks about ag issues, rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and much more. Sheridan County Ag Update presented by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. You can find my video podcast each week and other interviews under the podcast tab on SheridanMedia.com. So join me, Liz Kincaid, host of Sheridan County Ag Update on SheridanMedia.com.
Coast to Coast, weeknights at 11 on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM.
K-R-O-E.